KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints the clock is ticking to make a deal.
ABC's Inés de la Quatera referencing the 2 weeks that Trump is giving himself to decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and there are more cracks appearing among the lawmakers crafting it. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Assembly Republicans intimate that Senate Republicans have walked away from negotiations. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee Mark Bourne said, quote, "We hope Senate Republicans will come back to the table," end quote. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. And UW officials say they're shocked that lawmakers would consider an $87 million budget cut to the UW system. Spokesperson Mark Pitch says the system has endured cuts for more than a decade. Data shows Wisconsin is now 44th in the nation for public university funding. Meanwhile, the judge charged for allegedly helping a man try to evade immigration officials will not stand trial in a month as originally scheduled. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity.
That's Stuart J. Waddles, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 71.
I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX. And here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com. And I say this not because they're paying me. They are. But the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdashel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward, and Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection, until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now. Yeah, we're directing traffic here from the window of our studio. State Street.
It's unbelievable.
And Dayton. I am just waving over a few of the trucks and a few of the cars. No, no. Turn left.
It's always, left. It's always left.
Now, watch out, because there's a moving truck. They're doing some moving some items out of their truck.
Now, here comes the car.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that was close.
That was really close.
Yeah. That. Boy, we got to. We should get somebody down there to wave the traffic through.
If we just had some yellow flags, that they could see a little more easily from our window up here.
yes, we could slow the traffic
down. We could certainly control the situation more so than we are now.
It's Friday morning. A lot of people are out early and moving around and going somewhere.
There's the bus.
There's a bus. A Metro bus. We're whipping down State Street about 60 miles an hour.
I don't know what's going to happen now since we're doing the program. We can't wave people through.
You guys are so easily entertained from what I've noticed starting here.
Yes. That's true, Dom.
Yeah, that happens.
Hey, happy Friday.
Oh, it's so nice to be Friday finally.
Yes.
I really want a four-day work week. You know, if we could just go to that, everybody goes to it at once.
Mm.
And we get that 3 days to just unwind. Because I think the fourth day is that day where you're kind of preparing your body to go back to work.
Yeah.
So if you just have that middle day to just completely do everything you want or not want to do.
Yeah. Right? That would be the way to go.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, we're just not looking ahead. We're not trying to make life easier for people. We're just trying to make it more difficult, certainly more frightening to just move around on the streets nowadays with ICE agents out there everywhere. My God, this
running
is
around,
like, this is an occupation. I mentioned that a few times in some of these stories that we haven't gotten to yet, but I'm calling this an occupation. We are an occupied country at this point, and we're all prisoners in it, and we're just lucky that we're not being shoved into a truck, I think.
Wow.
I know it's a downer.
It is frightening. Yes,
but it's true. I got a little clip from Chris Hayes. He did a piece last night, and we'll be playing that a little after 7 o'clock. It's just it's so amazing what's going on out there, and how many people are being affected by this.
Well, Chris Hayes is great. I've been on MSNBC a long time.
Yeah.
He always finds different stories, you know, than everybody else. I mean, He's out there.
He brings it down to a human level.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very good. We have Brittany Merlot in a little while. We'll tell us about the weekend weather. That's coming up.
A little after 7.
And, of course, Rocker will be with us in our 7:30 half hour. Mm-hmm. with the Max Inc. preview. It's kind of cloudy out there this morning.
Yeah, we should be getting some rain this morning. That will taper off and then rain again tonight.
Mm-hmm. And heat advisory already in place for the weekend. It's going to really heat up. It's going to get very uncomfortable and humid.
You know, I was looking to see, you know, what the weather was going to be like today and you know, deciding what I was going to wear.
Right.
And it's always hot now. It's just hot.
So right.
I really, it's, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to dress. But I looked ahead next week. Next week is just solid rain all the way through the entire week.
No kidding. Extended forecast?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, today's the first day of summer.
That's right.
And what do you have for the on the WMDX Samsung watch for a sunrise today? What time did it
Let's not get to the sunrise.
I'm
the temperature right now. Yeah, I'm looking at 69 currently, high of 84 today.
Oh, 84.
And then tonight will be a low of 76. Yikes.
Okay.
It is feeling really bad out there.
Feeling like summertime.
It's feeling pretty sticky out there, too. I don't know what that means or anything.
Well, the dew point is a factor in that.
So you're,
humidity.
You're kind of leaning into, well, how long a day is it going to be, right? Because this is summer, first day of summer.
It's the longest day of the year.
Yes. Yeah, so sunset is at 8:40.
Wow.
8:40.
Stays pretty light out there today. Okay. I don't know if I can deal with that.
I know.
I don't know how to wrap my head around that.
How do you prepare?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope we can get through it. Yeah, we got a lot of new things. Oh, Savannah Tomei Olson, by the way, will also be with us.
Yes.
In our 7 o'clock hour with some news headlines. And let's see, it is 11 minutes past the hour. Let's check the, well, we don't really need to check the National Day calendar. It's there.
Well, I'm
in
glad
case
we
need it.
I'm glad
we don't really need it anymore.
Remove this as an element of our show. But let's take a look at the days that we aren't going to look at.
Well, you know, and this really, I mean, this would be one to ignore, the National Seashell Day.
Yes,
I mean, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of seashells here in the Midwest. You know, we don't have very many.
It's not real popular anymore.
It's
because,
not a big deal.
You know, all of the, what do they call them? The tropical lounges that they used to have all over in the 60s and 70s.
Lounges.
They used to have, you know, the Hawaiian-themed lounges.
Oh, like tiki lounges
tiki
and stuff?
Tiki lounges. That's, that's the word right there, tiki lounge.
Yeah.
And now we don't need the shells to decorate them. So there's no shells in the Midwest anymore.
Right. I guess not. But, yeah. It took them all for the tiki lounges.
No, who needs t-shirts? Yeah, by the way, these seashells, I remember that when I was a realtor, I went into a house that was being sold, and the entire fireplace was nothing but seashells.
Somebody had taken a lot of time.
The whole fireplace.
Wow, I bet that was
the
impressive.
The mantle
looking.
And everything was just seashells.
Wow.
Yeah. A little confusing, you know. A little busy, let's just put it that way.
What else is it today? National Hike with a Geek Day. You know?
oh, geez.
Well, so, who wouldn't like to hike with a geek? I mean, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Where do they come up with these? Like, how do
you have to actually apply to get into the National Day calendar. There's a process that organizations, they send in their information. And
you found out when you tried to get Johnny Gordy Day.
Yes. Yeah, they rejected that right away.
So,
but National Hike with a Geek Day, you know, I got the sticker, I got the state park sticker the other day.
Oh,
because occasionally I go up to Baraboo or here or there.
Sure,
and, the state park sticker, you can get it in any state park. You can get it for annual now. From the day you buy it, they changed that to the day you buy it for the whole year.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool.
You know, I got a long time ago. I was out west traveling around with the kids.
Yeah.
And they don't remember any of it.
Of course they
But
don't.
I did get a pass for the national parks, and it's a permanent pass.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I don't have to pay to get in. Mm. It's a senior thing.
Yeah, of course.
And I thought, yeah, I'm taking advantage of this.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, I mean, what is it about geeks that would make that a special day?
Well, that's right. Now I'm going to go back here and find out. Let's see. Going behind.
Because they don't have their electronics. They can't do anything. They can't really talk about anything because they're not online.
But they probably know how to hike to perfection. Like, they are experts at hiking.
You think so?
Yeah, I would say so, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think you're on point there, Dom.
Wow.
It's,
Gen Z knows this.
Going beyond desk exercise, National Hike with a Geek Day summons the techies, the geeks, the IT gurus, and gamers to push away from the keyboard and strike out across the inviting landscapes of nature. So what do you get when you add a geek with the outdoors?
Yeah.
Well, you get National Take a Hike with a Geek Day. Well, okay, they just told us that.
Wow.
Maybe it's not exactly true, but that's our story, and we're sticking to it. Okay,
they're kind of circular.
Kind of getting a little snarky there with the National Day calendar.
When you're dealing with a geek.
Right. It's also National Take Your Dog to Work Day. See, you could have brought
Power.
Yeah.
Power the Kraken. We call her Kraken here in the show, but she's pretty uncontrollable anyway.
Mm.
Border collies.
It's also National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that's about it for the national. National American Eagle Day and National Vanilla Milkshake Day. Okay.
Help us.
This is why we gave up on the National Day calendar. Let's get to the history stuff, Dom.
Let's do it. Let's do
what
it.
What do you got? You got anything interesting? Right. Anything fun, exciting?
Not really.
Okay, well, you want to skip it?
We'll go for it. We'll go for it. The purchase of Alaska in 1867, on this day. And then the movie Jaws premiered in 1975 on this day as well. I love that movie, by the way. I haven't watched it in so long, but I really, really like Jaws. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I think it took a lot of people out of the water. It really didn't help swimming much.
Well, get back to the purchase of Alaska. So that we bought that from Russia, right? Isn't that where we got it from? I think so.
Yeah.
I wonder if they want it back.
Let me fact check that.
1867. Seems like... did they even know how big Alaska was?
Gordy, you're right on the money.
Yeah, okay.
Right on the money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For $7.2 million.
Mm. That's it?
That is it.
Wow. What a deal.
That sounds like a lakefront property.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
We got some birthdays as well. We got Brian Wilson, 1942.
Wow, passed away just before his birthday.
Yep. And then we got Lionel Richie.
It's okay.
He was Commodores. 1949.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then John Goodman, 1952.
All right. Yeah, looking real slim and trim now.
There we go.
Yeah. Did they end that show, though? What was it after Rosie?
I can't remember.
The Goodmans or the... No.
But he was in Speed Racer. He was he was the father in Speed Racer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Pretty talented guy, you know.
But he's retired now.
He is? No,
I think they ended that show, though.
Yeah, but he's just not on that show. He's in movies.
Has he got a nightclub
act?
He's
all over the place now.
What do you think he's doing now?
Well, he's just, freelancing. He's he's a character actor.
Is he?
Look, I'm not his agent. I'm not here to get him jobs or defend him. I'm just saying that he's been in a lot of movies and a lot of shows that stream.
Mm-hmm.
He makes special guest appearances all the time.
Does he?
He's that kind of guy. People love him. He's huggable.
Okay.
Was huggable.
He's sad.
Now he's a skinny rail.
What's the name of the damn show that was Rosie O'Donnell was on?
Now you're just... I've
got too much Roseanne.
Yeah.
The Connors. Okay. Somebody's yelling at their radio.
The Connors. I remember that. Yeah.
Did you ever watch
it? Good show. Wow. Wouldn't miss it for anything. The Connors. Honey, go sit down
I think
and
they
watch
ended
the
that.
Connors tonight.
They ended that. It's all okay. over for
That's
that
great.
Show.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you?
No, never.
Okay.
I didn't even know about it.
Mm. It's 19 minutes past the hour. All right. We're just getting started on this first day of summer. Ah, summer.
Yeah.
It's here. Okay. Take a deep breath here. When we come back, we'll have more of John and Gordy in the morning for a Friday.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX. Walking on sunshine, maybe a little bit later this afternoon anyway. Cloudy now and a chance of rain. This is WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
And this portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com.
All right.
Okay. And it's 6:23, some clouds this morning, maybe some rain midday and into the afternoon, and highs around 83, right now 69 degrees.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you remember the judge arrested in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Because she was trying to help an immigrant leave the courtroom without being taken by ICE.
Yeah.
At least that's the accusation. But at this point, now she's a victim of our legal system because she's trying to get back to her job.
Yeah.
But the trial date keeps being moved further and further away. So,
really?
Yeah, she can't get her trial date settled, and so she is unable to work until then.
But so, she's out on bail, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a weird situation.
It is.
You know, their argument is a strange argument.
Why are they kicking this down the road?
I don't know. I obviously probably to try to keep her out of the courtroom completely.
Yeah, out of the public eye.
Just, you know, because they can.
Yeah.
And they will do it if they can. And it's in a blue state. They're going to give us a hard time here.
Mm.
I'm surprised Milwaukee hasn't been hit harder by ICE agents.
Mm.
Or Wisconsin, or ag.
Yeah.
Or you know, our ag industry that we have here, I'm surprised they're not going after farms.
Farm workers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they may be, and we just don't know about it. We haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's possible. Weird. It's weird.
Yes.
So should we look at the 12 episodes from the 70s that everybody still remembers more so than anything else they ever saw in their lives?
Wait a minute, 12 episodes.
Well, okay, TV shows, essentially, okay. And that would be Rhoda Martin's Laugh-In was one of them. That was in the 60s. The Jetsons, everybody remembers the Jetsons. By the way, that only lasted, I think, a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. It was one of the evening animated shows for adults.
Sure.
And it didn't last as long as the Flintstones, that's for sure. But everybody remembers the imagery, you know, the cars, the flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have been waiting for the last, 70 years or so.
Yeah, Rosie the 60, robot.
60 years we've been waiting for a flying car.
Yeah. Yeah. So what brings this up? The Jetsons and the...
The Jetsons. You want and then there's $6 Million Man. I'm just looking at a quick list here of the 12 shows. And let me see here. The Bionic Woman, 1976. Okay. And Mork and Mindy, 1978. I think you have...
These are big 12 shows from the 70s, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think you have Windows 11. But anyway, there's a news thing that pops up.
Okay.
If you hover over... How about this? Star Trek, the animated series. I can't get into that show. I've seen reruns of this, and I just can't get into watching an animated series of Star Trek.
But these were all big in the 70s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. These are huge in the 70s. Hmm. So then we can move on to All in the Family in 1971. Good Times, 74. Never watched Good Times. Mary Tyler Moore Show at 70 in 1970. The Brady Bunch, 69. And Three's Company.
Three's Company, boy.
I know.
Okay.
You know what? I if you watch that show, and I haven't watched it, but I'm assuming...
Dumbest show. The writing was so horrible.
If you watch that show, you'd probably be embarrassed by what they thought was controversial at the time.
Well, right? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, a guy living with two women.
Two women. Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
So he's got to pretend he's gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Because otherwise, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if any of those, gay references hold up today.
Yeah. Good question. I don't know. Haven't seen that show in years.
But yeah.
I guess it's on reruns.
Oh, I know.
Through infinity.
But, you can find those shows on what is it?
I don't know.
FUBAR?
FUBO?
FUBO.
FUBO.
Yeah, FUBO. And
FUBAR is a whole different thing.
It is. It really is. But might as well have a streaming channel named that. or Tubi.
Tubi.
Yeah.
Where do they come up with these names? Well, I want to watch Tubi.
Well, it's kind of funny because you, if you have a smart TV and you have a remote, you can hit the mic and ask for a show that you want to see.
Sure.
And it'll come up with all these choices and the channels that you can find that show on. And that's how you find out about, all these other streaming channels, these commercial supported streaming channels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get introduced to them. That's how they get you to subscribe to them. All you have to do is just sign your name. You don't really have to do anything else.
Click
you don't
on
have
that
to pay anything.
Click on it. You've got a subscription for life. And
and
taking money out of your account.
And it saves your favorite list. So that's the nice thing about those channels. But I thought I'd hate them. But the ads, there aren't that many ads.
No?
Yeah. They're pretty short ads.
It is 6:29. By the way, we have something new on our website, WMDXradio.com. Yes, you can win a pizza party with John and Gordy.
Oh.
Yeah, with our friends at Sugar River Pizza. You know, they're also up for a Best of Madison award. We're up for a Best of Madison award. We're celebrating together our nominations, and you could be the winner if you win a pizza party with John and Gordy. We'll tell you more about that.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
You can go to WMDXradio.com and find out how to enter. Your office or workplace could win a pizza party for you and your fellow employees.
I can't wait.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up, we'll have some news or agricultural report with Pam Yonke and more after this. Idiocracy.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You know, when it comes to technology, Wisconsin farms are all about it. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Markets back in trade after a Juneteenth break. We'll get to the numbers in just a moment. But right now, we're focused in on the technology that Wisconsin farms are leaning into, whether it's air conditioning for the cows during the hot summer days that we're experiencing in Wisconsin, or whether it's trying to make sure that they're precisely using herbicides or fungicides on their crops. Wisconsin farmers are leaning in. That's the word from Ben Becker, owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He explains how that technology is being used today on Wisconsin farms.
So if you compare it to a ground rig, you're not running over the crops. So you get some return there. You're not damaging the field with ruts and soil compaction. For weather and getting out onto the field, if it's been raining for 3 days, you can't get a tractor out there, but you could get a drone flying the moment it stops raining.
Ben Becker, he is the owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He says he's finding farms of all sizes that are interested in drone technology today. He said he was attracted to the industry for some of the same reasons that farmers are. It's precise, it's effective, it's affordable. Markets are next.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
They're back in action after the Juneteenth break in overnight electronic trade. July corn's unchanged, December new crop up a penny and a half at 446. July soybeans are up a penny. November new crop up two at 1070. July wheat, that's currently a nickel lower at 570. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down three right now, 1765 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Friday morning. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 71.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocent is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news, and our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Wow, yes, nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. We have Idiocracy coming up in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. 92.7 WMDX, it's John and Gordy, along with producer Dom. 636, cloudy this morning. We'll see showers at times and highs in the low 80s today. Right now, 69 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering passion over profit and fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will help you out. They've been helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can start out at their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Get a hearing test right there and then make an appointment and go check them out. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They do a great job there.
Yeah. All right. Well, they really do.
6:36 now.
All right. Well, let's get to our first little piece of Idiocracy. I want to play this again. This is a repeat, but why not? You know, we're talking about our taco president, the guy who keeps going back on everything he threatens to do. Oh, my God. And by the way, we got a little compilation coming up later on. It's the 2 week thing that he keeps talking about.
Oh, another 2 week kick the can down the road. We'll decide in a couple of weeks.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's, you know, that is basically what this guy is all about. And my theory on that is that he's doing the 2 week thing to give that 2 weeks to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
By somebody else.
Right. Somebody else negotiate this.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at this. Yeah. He's going to give 2 weeks just to hope and pray that somebody else takes care of the problem for him so he doesn't have to do it. He is the laziest, the dumbest person I've ever seen.
We've seen him do this kind of thing before. Ramp it all up, get everybody running around with their hair on fire, and then say, well, I'm going to decide in a couple of weeks.
Yep, a couple of weeks.
So everybody calm down.
Yeah, so I've got quite the list.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know there are a few out there, but I've added to that.
Okay.
And so it should be kind of interesting. But let's listen to the taco ad, the Mar-a-Lago taco. Let's listen.
Okay.
Introducing the all-new Chicken Trump Taco. Only at Mar-a-Lago Taco, where we serve bold flavor, not bold policy. Stuffed with flip-flop chicken, guilt-free inflation sauce, and a sprinkle of broken promises.
2 weeks.
This taco's got less backbone than a trade war tweet. They said I'd be tough on China. I said, how spicy is the taco? The only thing this chicken taco dodges harder than tariffs is accountability. The Chicken Trump Taco cowardly never tasted so crispy.
That's true.
Now with 0% integrity and 100% cluck.
There he goes.
100% cluck. I like it. Yeah.
But you have to have a secret sauce for that.
So taco. Trump always chickens out.
He does.
The whole taco thing. Does. That's still taking off. You know, at the protest rallies, a lot of people were dressed up as tacos.
Yeah, I know. Some of the chickens. AI videos of the big parade that he had for his birthday.
Yeah.
They had taco tanks.
Mm.
So
nice.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, let's go a little further back here.
Okay.
When Trump appeared at Fort Bragg. You know, there's still some repercussions from that. You know, the fact that they screened a lot of the soldiers that appeared behind him to find the fans of MAGA.
Right.
They wanted MAGA soldiers. They wanted MAGA troopers behind him.
Yeah.
And that's a really weird thing to do, is screen people for loyalty in the military. I can't even wrap my head around that one yet. But anyway, then they put up a little stand to sell their product, the grift. No. And anyway, this is a hearing where Senator Pat Ryan is grilling one of the people from Fort Bragg, saying, you know, this, you got to explain this. Mm. So this is cut 137. Let's listen.
Talk about what happened at Fort Bragg 2 days ago. There was guidance put out, and this has been verified by multiple independent news outlets, saying, quote, these are to the soldiers of the 18th Airborne Corps and the U.S. Army. If soldiers have political views that are in opposition to the current administration, then they need to speak with their leadership and get swapped out. This is swapped out of the event with the president. In addition, in an incredibly disturbing incident, there was a pop-up shop selling MAGA merchandise on post at Fort Bragg. And to summarize this, there was a commander from Bragg who said on the record, quote, this has been a bad week for the Army, for anyone who cares about us being a neutral institution.
Yeah.
This was shameful. If those are the facts, and I know the Army is investigating at least the MAGA pop-up shop, is that appropriate, General Kane?
Sir, I haven't seen any of these reports. I'm not familiar with them, but as I had mentioned earlier and in my confirmation hearing, you know, the nation demands a apolitical, nonpartisan military.
It's a nonpartisan military.
Apparently
it's
didn't have his cup of coffee.
Keep the voice really low. Maybe nobody will hear me.
Maybe they'll fall asleep if I say it's low. All right. Well, we heard it, and no real answer there.
Yeah, tap dancing.
Yeah, a little tap dancing. Now let's go to Ben Rhodes. He's a former National Security Advisor, and he was on with Chris Hayes, and he was talking about the normalization of having military presence on the streets of America. So let's listen to that.
It's fundamental. It's the last guardrail. And all the other guardrails are gone, Chris. We're much further along in terms of the consolidation of power in this country than I think people like to think. And popular mobilization, street protest, the will of the people being expressed like that is kind of the absolute backstop. And I think that we're looking at what is going to be the fundamental fork in the road over the course of the next 3.5 years. And it's actually kind of scary that we got here this quick, because there's different things that I worry about, Chris. I worry about the military being normalized for these kind of personal purposes of Trump's. The military being normalized, playing roles, you know, not just, you know, protecting ICE, but maybe you're going out on ICE raids, and then maybe you're quashing down on the protests. Maybe the military that is deployed doesn't go home. They just maintain a presence in certain cities. And then, you know, because if you look at other countries, that's what happens when governments are so corrupt and so divorced from public opinion, but they want to cling to power. The military is the tool that they use. All the things that we worry about, and you've talked about a lot on your show, Chris, in terms of national emergency authorities, national security authorities, they end with the military in the streets. Now, on the other hand, the only way to really kind of break the grip of an authoritarian regime is to essentially show that there's popular mobilization. And I totally agree with Jamel. It's both about what you're doing and illustrating the kind of illegitimacy of the use of force by the government, but you're also spotlighting the things that people don't like that are happening in their communities, whether it's deportations or whether it's other things that people are going to protest. So I think we're going to be in this dynamic, frankly, so long as Trump is president.
Yikes.
Okay.
And we're only 3.5 years more of this. it's going to get worse, right? That's crazy stuff.
If it lasts that long.
Yeah. And it, well, you know, somewhere along the way, and you see in the recent polls, not a lot of people have a lot of confidence in what the Democrats are doing, their approach to this.
Yeah.
But I say to them, and I want everybody to understand this, there isn't a lot the Democrats can do at this point.
Their hands are kind of tied.
They're shut out.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And all they can do is advise people to go out and, you know, do whatever they can, you know, protest, talk to your congressperson, whatever. But there's not a lot else we can do. There's no backstop to this, folks. It's just we got to see this thing play out.
You can do letter writing campaigns. You can do phone your congressman, phone your senator.
Call your radio, kind of local radio station. Right? There are political talk shows that you can call up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, you know, like us, or text us, or, or give us a voice.
Voice note. There
a voice note.
Voice note. Yeah.
Use the Civic Media app. You can do that for the voice note.
That's a new feature. We're here to change the nation.
You can call us, too. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK.
All right. Now, let's get to Priscilla Olivares. Okay. Now, she's with Immigrant Legal Recourse, and she was talking about what's happening on our nation's streets, and it has to do with kids. So let's listen to this very troubling cut, cut 42. Let's listen to that.
If you care about children at all, you have to see this. Because children being zip-tied at immigration court isn't just happening, it's actually being normalized. I'm Eliza Orlins, career public defender for 15 years in Manhattan, and I want to show you what happened in Texas this past week. In San Antonio, Texas, back on Thursday, May 29th, ICE agents detained three children, ages 9 to 12, and restrained them with zip ties. And these aren't kids who were caught in a raid. These aren't kids who have committed any crimes. They are literally at immigration court where a judge had just dismissed their cases. This dismissal should have meant that they were no longer subject to removal proceedings, and yet ICE took them anyhow. What crime did those children commit? None. They were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. Their mother brought them to immigration court. But under Trump's orders and under this administration, ICE is delivering terror. Immigration lawyers on the ground have said they have not seen anything like this ever before in their careers. And I say that because every time I post a video about immigration, people comment that the Obama administration and the Biden administration did just as bad or worse. That is actually not true. That's not accurate at all. The Trump administration's immigration strategy is to remove 3,000 people per day, send agents into places that were formerly thought of as sanctuaries, places like schools, churches, courts, and zip tie children. This is fear and cruelty by design. Don't let anyone convince you this is normal. Don't let them hide behind policy. This is violence against children. Please don't turn away. Because if we don't speak out, it will just get worse.
Of course, you know, they're protecting the children, so I guess they're always protecting the children.
Protecting the children. Remember the first Trump administration? They put kids in cages, right? Remember those?
Yeah.
What happened to them? We don't know.
We don't know.
No, a lot of them were shipped away. They
kind of lost.
Separated from their family.
Into the country.
They didn't keep track of them. They didn't.
They didn't take their names.
No, didn't have any information about them or where they ended up.
Never took the time. Because they're not detailed people and they're not really concerned with human life.
Yeah, especially kids. You know, they're just kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they shouldn't have come here in the first place, damn it. Let's draw the line in the sand.
It wasn't their fault.
We start showing him a little mercy. Take advantage of that,
They're zip-tying them. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Well, you know, those kids are really dangerous. If you don't zip-tie them, what next, right?
Yeah.
They'll kick you in the leg or something.
Oh, boy. It is 6:48. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for Friday morning.
Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrin's.com or stop by today.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Folks, it's me, Charlie Behrens, here to remind you that Madison Magazine has a poll going for the best of Madison. And I hear that John and Gordy are up for best radio teams. Get on over there, give a vote, and tell John and Gordy I said hi.
All right.
Thank you, Charlie.
Fantastic. WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning, by coincidence.
Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie Behrens has a great podcast on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yes, he does.
The Cripes Cast.
Yes.
Weekends there. We thank them for doing that. It is 6:53. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since they started way back in 1958, but some things have been constant throughout their history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to Verlo.
Just a moment, we're going to talk about Robin Voss, you know, taking it out on the UW system again in the new budget, but in just a few moments, I know it's, you know, a lot of tension there, but we're going to talk about DEI involved in that situation. So we'll get to that, but first, Joe is on the line. Let's go to Joe. Hey,
good
what
morning.
Do you got for us today?
Good morning, Joe.
I await your comments on Robin Voss. I know that will be interesting in terms of his idiocy. But
yes.
I wanted to comment on the terror this woman was describing in terms of immigrants and the zip tying of young children.
Yes.
And I think we're getting into this weird territory. I don't know if you saw mention of this situation where ICE was, if they were ICE, was turned away from the Dodgers Stadium.
Yes.
By
right.
Yeah. And you're interested. We've got this weird stuff. I saw this picture, photo of supposedly ICE, and they're wearing jeans, they're wearing sneakers, they're wearing sweatshirts, and then they have masks,
mm-hmm.
and then they say they're ICE. We have this pretend cop in Minnesota that arrives at the murders this state senator and her husband. You know, it's a plot point in movies where somebody pretends to be a government worker or a police officer and abducts a woman and then takes her away. And is this person real or not? Well, I saw his shoes and the shoes didn't match the rest of the outfit. We aren't even in a place where the shoes match the outfit. There's right. no effort to even say there's an outfit. How are we not in a circumstance where you're standing in a grocery store and guys come in with guns and with masks, no ID, no sign, and they say they're ICE. How do you know who they are? Mm-hmm. And they haul somebody away. What's our response in that circumstance besides simply taking out our phone?
That's a really good point, because I've been thinking about the same thing, and I'm thinking that this is a point where the government realizes they do have a problem and that this could escalate, that they should take care of the problem by putting uniforms on these people, uniforms you can't get on the internet someplace at Etsy or something. So, you're right. You know, this is something the government needs to solve because it's going to reel out of control. I've got a bit from Chris Hayes coming up next hour on this whole situation, mapping it out just as you had described it. So we'll be getting to that. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Yeah. What if the ICE agents are getting somebody, and the local police are standing nearby? They don't know. They have no idea who these guys are. It could be a kidnapping in progress. You just don't know.
I was impressed as well. I noticed the same thing Joe did. They had just regular jeans and tennis shoes
right.
on. What in the hell is going on? All right, well, let's get to Robin Voss here before we lose time here. Mm-hmm. But Robin Voss, he wants to cut money from the UW. Asked at a Capital News conference Wednesday whether the caucus that he's on supported the $87 million cut to the UW, Voss answered directly saying, "It does." And this is what he said. It's not about cutting money. What it about is getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. In other words, he doesn't like the UW system. Voss said there was still too much political correctness on campus and not enough respect for political diversity. Yeah, Wait a minute. Isn't diversity part of DEI?
Yeah.
I think it is. So he wants diversity on campus while they oppose DEI and insist that DEI be removed from the UW system.
Yeah.
Now, he also said, "We want to ensure that whatever happens on campus, it's a free exchange of ideas. That's the basic basis for what the university should be doing. That's DEI for megas, not for anybody else."
Yeah.
Right?
Political diversity.
That's right. Why don't we play this cut again? This is Linda McMahon, cut 84. Okay, let's play cut 84. Believe I have that?
Yeah.
Give me a second, sorry.
All right.
Here we go. Cut 84.
"Are you not telling the administration how to run their admissions process?
Do you not think that by the own admission of Harvard, that only 3% of their faculty were conservatives? Do you think that's a diversity of viewpoint on campus? Because those, you can't possibly believe that. And I do think that that's one of the things that Harvard and Columbia and other universities
UW?
Are taking a serious look at, is what is that balance?
And I think that that's, I'm trying to figure out where these intersect. On one hand, you're saying that they should be focused on merit-based admissions and that they should not engage in diversity, equity, inclusion practices. But then at the same time, you're saying that they need to admit more conservative students."
Well, the case of the students versus Harvard, I mean, my goodness, the Supreme Court clearly said that we have to look at Harvard's admission process because they are not doing it on merit. And so that was very clear, and that is the standard that we have to look at.
And so this is where McMahon and the Department of Education and the White House are justifying cutting off these funds and the $2 billion in grants and cutting and ending foreign visa service opportunities for students to study at Harvard. Part of their justification is the Title VI civil rights violations that they claim through DEI programs and admissions hirings that Harvard, they say, is engaged in. At the same time, she is making the case that it is incumbent upon Harvard to also admit more conservative students. And
that's right.
There you have her response in terms of the seemingly contradictory statements.
Political diversity. They're insisting on it while they get rid of DEI. My head is exploding from all of this. And now we have that UW campus are withholding $87 million in the budget.
Well, we'll take a little breather here. News is coming up. And then we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson about what's happening on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News.